Could you tell us how, I heard a story in India how for a while Baba perhaps kept you away from him towards the end.
That was the last 5 or 7 years, you see. I used to see that Baba treated me in a very different manner than he used to treat me before. So at Mehrazad I was allowed to go at any time when there was work. I had to look after so many things required by Mehrabad people, their provision, their clothes, their washing, their toilet, their everything, including that of Baba. So naturally, I had to go to see the Mandali members there about some work. So for the last few years, whenever I went there, Baba called me inside and asked me, he said, why have you come here? I said, I have come for work. What work do you have? I said, yes, if you allow me to. Yes, sit down and speak a bit and go away. I said, all right. He asked me, just say a few words and go out. When I went out, I started talking with one of the Mandali members, say Dr. Gawai, for certain medicines to be brought, or certain doctor to be consulted, some Mandali member was ill, or anything. It may be anything. So immediately Baba sent out a message from inside to say, why is Adi standing there? Is he gone? Ask him to go away. I thought to myself, it is all right, because of work I did not want to disturb anybody. This went on happening, you see, once, twice, three times, 10 times, 20. You see, when every time that I went, you see, and I received that treatment at his hands, you see, it started paining me very much and I felt very deeply. Whenever I returned home, I used to shut the doors of my room, sit inside and weep. So all those people who worked with me, he says, what is this? This man goes to Mehrabad, sees Baba, comes back and goes into his room, shuts up the doors and windows and starts weeping. What is it? It is beyond us to know what it is all about. It went on and on and on. You see, I started feeling very, very deep within me. But I could not go and ask Baba anything. I could not ask a question. Nor could I go and tell anything to anybody at all. It was just between me and Baba. But after he dropped his body, I realized that the treatment which he gave me was really a blessing in disguise. Because if he had not done that, and if I was personally so much attracted by him, maybe I would not have been able to stay in the office, suddenly he left us, you see, and do his work at all. I may have gone away, done anything, I really do not know. I couldn't have given a guarantee about myself. But it is only the treatment of keeping me aloof for the last 5 or 7 years that became a blessing in disguise. I realized after he passed away.
Perhaps he's doing something like that to all of us who haven't seen him.